Bram Stoker, Dracula. Editore Ulrico Hoepli, Milano. Chapter 1. Dracula's Castle. Jonathan Harker was riding in a carriage through a thick forest towards the Transylvanian mountains. He had been sent there to complete a real estate agreement in London for a Count Dracula. It was his first real test as a solicitor. He had been travelling for many days. When he had told an old woman where he was going, she had acted very strangely and seemed frightened just by the name of the Count. She had given Jonathan a cross to wear, telling him that it would keep him safe. Although he didn't believe in such things, he agreed to the woman's request, and when he reached Count Dracula's castle, he was wearing the cross. As he neared the end of his journey, Jonathan admitted to himself that he was more than a little frightened. The driver of his carriage was very strange, and as they climbed up the road towards the Count's residence, Jonathan could see the red eyes of wolves through the window. Eventually, the carriage stopped in a courtyard. Jonathan looked out. The castle was very big and rather ominous-looking, since it was in an obvious state of disrepair. Jonathan looked up at the windows, but there was no light coming from them. He walked over to a large wooden door and knocked. After a while, he heard footsteps, and then the sound of many bolts and locks being turned. The door opened, and an old man stood in front of him. He was tall, with a long white moustache. He was dressed entirely in black, and there was no colour in his face at all. "Welcome to my home," he said. "Come freely, go safely, and leave some of the happiness you bring."
"Count Dracula?" Jonathan asked.
"I am Dracula, and I welcome you, Mr. Harker. Come inside, please. I will carry your bags. It is late and my servants are sleeping. You must need refreshment after such a long journey." The Count led Jonathan into a large, well-lit room. There was a fire burning and food had been laid out on a table. "Forgive me if I do not eat with you," Dracula said, "but I have already eaten."
Jonathan sat down at the table.
"I have heard many good things about you, Mr. Harker. I am sure that you will be able to conclude my business in England, and that soon I will be able to move to London."
In the light of the room, Jonathan had a chance to study the Count further. He had a strong face with a long, well-shaped nose. He was very pale, and Jonathan noticed that he had hair growing on both sides of his hands. However, probably the most striking feature of Count Dracula was his mouth, which was thin and rather cruel-looking. Jonathan also noticed that his teeth were sharp and pointed, as were the fingernails of his hands. The Count asked Jonathan many questions about his journey to Transylvania. The young Englishman answered each one as best as he could, but eventually there was a silence between the two men. Then came the sound of wolves howling. Jonathan thought that it came from the valley below. When he heard the animals, Count Dracula's eyes shone brightly.
"Ah, the children of the night!" he exclaimed. "What sweet music they make!"
Then he stood up from his seat.
"But you must be tired, my friend, and I have talked too much. Come, let me show you to your room."
The following day, Jonathan woke late. In the dining room, he found breakfast had been made for him, but there was no sign of the Count, only a note which read,
"I have to be absent for a while. Do not wait for me. Dracula."
After he had finished his breakfast, Jonathan decided to explore the castle. He noticed that many of the rooms were locked. One room, which he found to be unlocked, contained a number of books and newspapers in English, so he spent a great deal of time reading and generally relaxing. In the afternoon, the Count walked into the room.
I am glad that you have found your way here, Mr. Harker. These books have been great friends to me since I decided to move to your great city of London. But I am afraid that my English is still poor. I hope that by speaking with you, Mr. Harker, my knowledge of English will improve. Now, to business. I would like to know everything about the house your company has bought for me in London.
The house is called Carfax, Jonathan explained. It is a large house with about 20 acres of land. There is a wall that surrounds the house, as well as a number of trees on its grounds, which can sometimes make the inside quite gloomy. The building itself is very old. I would say it was built in medieval times. I'm afraid, Count, that the building appears quite lonely. The nearest property is a lunatic asylum.
I do not worry about the dark and gloominess, Count Dracula answered. I am an old man, and I have lived here in the darkness for many years.
After the Count had signed the papers, he left. Once again that evening, Dracula joined his guest for supper, but he did not eat, explaining to Jonathan that he had eaten whilst he was out in the afternoon. A strange and disturbing thing happened to Jonathan after he had been staying at the castle for nearly a week. The young solicitor was shaving his face in the mirror one morning when he heard a voice whisper in his ear.
"Good morning," the voice said.
And when Jonathan looked round, he saw the Count standing right behind him. Immediately, he looked back into the mirror, but he was shocked to see that there was no reflection of Count Dracula. "How can it be?" Jonathan asked himself. "No one on earth is invisible in a mirror." When he turned to face the Count again, there appeared to be a strange, evil look in his eyes. Jonathan had cut himself whilst shaving. When Count Dracula saw the blood, he lunged at Jonathan's throat. However, as he did so, the Count's hand touched the silver cross that Jonathan had been given. Suddenly his face changed, and the fury which had been there before disappeared. The Count then picked up the mirror and threw it from the window.
"I'm sorry, but I will not have mirrors in my home. They are only good for mischief and vanity."
With these words, Count Dracula left Jonathan. Later, when Jonathan looked from the same window, he saw that it was almost 1,000 feet to the ground below. He thought of all the locked doors within the castle, and suddenly realized that without a key, the window was the only way to leave Count Dracula's home. "I want to leave," he said to himself, "but I wonder if the Count will let me. This place is like a prison, and perhaps I am his prisoner."